Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Hey, we got Scarlett joining us this morning on Second Date Update. She messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. And you can, too, if you've been out on a great first date and then the other person, you just haven't heard from them since. What happened? There was this magical connection, but then after that, nothing. What is going on? We're going to try to find out. Scarlett, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Let's just start at the beginning. What's going on with Aiden?
Okay, so we went out a couple of weeks ago. Nothing crazy, and took a nice walk, got to know each other, and then we stopped at this place and had some coffee. It was a nice little date, you know? At the end, he dropped me off at my apartment, and that was it. 2 weeks later, I haven't heard from him.
When there was nothing that, you know, would have maybe, like, scared him off?
I don't think so. I mean, we got along really well. We have a lot in common. We both like animals. We both have two brothers. Hold on, let me see. Go through my notes. We both went to the same college. I mean, I'm surprised we didn't know each other from there. We took a lot of the same courses.
Okay. And you're reading from notes. And why is that? And why is that?
Well, I had to write down a lot of what he said. I don't have the best short-term memory, so it's like I got to write things down.
Okay. And Scarlett, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But you can't think of any reason why Aiden wouldn't call you back after what such a great first date that you had with him.
I honestly don't know what could have happened. I mean, like, maybe we have too much in common or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that could be a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to see if we can get Aiden on the phone with us. Figure this out, Scarlett, and at least get some answers to your questions. Cross your fingers and hopefully lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Second half, Second Date Update with Thunder and PT right back after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Let's introduce you to Scarlett, who is talking about a gentleman she went out with 2 weeks ago named Aiden.
He had a really great sense of humor, and when he was smiling, it was just, you know, really great, easy to talk to him. We went out a couple of weeks ago, nothing crazy, and took a nice walk, got to know each other, and then we stopped at this place and had some coffee. It was a nice little date. At the end, he dropped me off at my apartment, and that was it. 2 weeks later, I haven't heard from him.
Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Aiden?
This is him. Who's this?
Okay, Aiden, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. This is Thunder and PT. We're on the radio here at 102.9 The Wolf. And would you have a moment to talk to us about a date you went on with Scarlett? Would you have a minute?
Just a quick minute.
I guess.
Okay. So Scarlett would like to know, Aiden, what is kind of going on? You guys went out on this date a couple of weeks ago. Why haven't you called her since then?
She kind of freaked me out a little, to be honest.
Okay. Freaked you out?
Yeah, I mean, she was taking notes throughout the entire date. Mm. Like, we sat down, ordered our food, and she whipped out her notepad right away and just started taking notes.
So she wrote things down as you guys were talking, like, kind of like an interview?
Yeah, that's exactly how it felt. It was like she was a journalist and she was doing, you know, like a story on me or something.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's a little strange. And she kind of mentioned that. Listen, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, Aiden, but would you mind if we brought Scarlett on with us? Would you please?
We've got Scarlett with us here.
Would you care to speak to her about it? Because she would really love to find out what's going on and why you haven't called her back.
Okay.
Sure. Hang on real quick. Scarlett, hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you were taking notes the entire date?
Yeah, my short-term memory is not that great, so I have to write things down when they happen so I don't forget them.
Right, and you had mentioned something about that earlier. What is it you'd like to say to Aiden, Scarlett?
I'm so sorry, Aiden. I thought I told you that.
I mean, you said you were just going to, you know, take some notes and ask if it bothered me, but... at the time I said it to me, I did find it to be a little weird, but I was just being nice to go with, you know.
Sorry, I didn't mean for it to be weird. It's sort of a medical thing. Like, writing things down helps me retain the information.
I really had no idea it was a medical thing, and I'm so sorry. I should have called you back at least, so I apologize for that.
No, it's okay.
And Scarlett, and I know it's not really, it may not be fair to ask you this, but like, when you write it down, do you then remember? Then does it connect something so you then actually remember what happened?
It does. It's like once I write it down, it's able to go into my memory bank and I'm able to remember it other than just hearing it audibly.
Yeah.
It's something that the doctors have just had me do ever since I was like 13, because that's when we figured out what was going on.
Wow.
So,
did you have any?
I always have to write it down.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry that like I keep asking questions about this. I think it's interesting. But did you have any kind of like a? Did you have some kind of an injury, like a sports injury or something like that, that caused this, or just this is something you've kind of dealt with, like you said, since you were young?
Well, when I was born, my parents were actually in a car accident, and they think that that's when it happened. We didn't really know about it, you know, when I was little, they just kind of thought that I had either like ADD or something like that. And when we went and kind of talked to a doctor more about it, because I was really struggling in school, and they kind of figured out that something was not firing in my brain. So we just started writing things down and it seemed to be able to click. So
And that is fascinating and good for you. But so Aiden, now knowing this.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised this might not have come up on the date, but maybe, Scarlett, you're just trying to be as normal as possible, I think. So
well,
Aiden,
it sounds like she said something to him.
Yeah, but Aiden, has this changed your mind at all? What do you want to say now after hearing all this from Scarlett?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't realize she needed to do that. I thought she was being quirky or something, but now hearing and understanding the situation, I really had a good time, and I felt like we had good conversation. It's just that the note taking threw me off, so that's kind of why I just never reached back out. But you know, I would definitely be down to see Scarlett again.
Why don't you ask her yourself, Aiden? She's on the radio with us right now. Yeah, just to ask her yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, and I would love to go back out on a date with you if you're up for that.
I would love to, and I should have explained it better. I'm so sorry. I kind of glossed over it.
Guys,
you two love birds, I'll tell you what. I like it.
We're working miracles here, PT. Sometimes it just needs a little explanation. Here's a great thing, Aiden. You're going to have a written history of every moment you spend with Scarlett. And I mean that, I'm just having fun, Scarlett, obviously. Yeah. But I mean that in the sweetest way. Listen, this is exciting. So will you please get back together with Scarlett? I'm going to let you do the asking out officially, Aiden, on this. I'm old-fashioned that way. But we just want to thank you both. And Scarlett, good luck with you, and please stay in touch with us.
Yeah.
And let us know how you're doing. It doesn't sound like, to you, it just seems probably normal now. But that
sounds like everything's going great.
And Scarlett, I just want to thank you for sharing such a personal story. Sometimes I wish my wife had short-term memory loss. But that's for another day.
Yeah.
So we just want to thank you both for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you so much.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. I was down with the boys
catching up. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.